December 6, 2018, it's the Watch for Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Why for Pedro show?
Not in Pedro.
In Denver.
And not man alone.
In fact, in this chamber, I think there's six bodies.
Oh, five, include me. No, six, because Pizzo and Jarek aren't. But with me is three of the members Pollution. Introduce yourself, gentlemen.
Jay Fox, I play bass in the Pollution.
Oscar Pop on drums.
Matt Hurley, guitar.
Yes. And we got to, we being me and my second man, got to join them on the stage at Fort Collins. First gig there in many years. We had a good time, along with Bessie Messy.
Dressy Messy.
Shit. Sorry. Hey, we started the show off with the John Coltrane doing Out of This World. I'll tell you about this song, Out of This World. Raymond took me to see Warren Marsh, Tootie Heath, and Tal Farlow on guitar at the Hilton. The Riot House or whatever. But this was in the lounge, and Dezzo's daddy booked it, Ozzy Cadena. And Warren Marsh, not at this gig, but later on, he would pass away on stage playing Out of This World. Isn't that the good tune to go out of? Okay. And then we play Out Tiara from the Pollution. Now, people, this main theme of this show, Pollution guys are going to discuss with you their big piece that they're developing and what this
Aotearoa.
Yeah, sorry. Aotearoa is about, well, I can't tell you what it's about, but I can tell you it's the first part of it. So why don't you guys explain? No, you know what? Before you get to the piece, let's get to the Pollution. Because this version, right, which one is it?
Three.
Okay, Mark Three.
Yeah.
Jake, tell us about Mark Three.
Mark III came about when we got our original drummer left the band, and we got Oscar, and we started writing this piece of music that Mike was talking about, Ocean to Sky, which is a musical biography of Edmund Hillary.
So sure.
The pieces of music are all based
Sir
Edmund Hillary, yes. Based on his exploits and life adventures.
Yeah, he was an explorer, people. A very courageous cat, especially in a day of not high tech.
So, yeah, so we had Mach 2 had, we had a keyboardist playing with us, and he left the band, and we recruited other guitar players. We have three guitars, bass and drums now. And we've been predominantly working on this Ocean to Sky piece of music for the past year and a half.
Which is true because, the Himalayas, but also you worked for a while. You never worked in Himalayas, but Sir
Ed did.
Sir Ed did. But there's a connection because you worked for many years in Antarctica.
Right. So the piece of music is based around three different basic locations. It's the Himalayan part, the Antarctic part, and the New Zealand part. And Aotearoa, the first song we're going to hear, is the name of...
No, we already heard it.
Oh, okay. Is the name of the Maori name for New Zealand. And what does it mean, Matt?
The land of the long white cloud.
Yeah, because I could help you here, because Zeeland is actually a part of Netherlands, where a guy who booked my Europe gigs for about 25 years lives. It's in the south part, near Belgium. And it's lower. So the Zeeland, the sea...
Oh, gosh, yeah, makes sense.
And Dutch explorers were there. Of course, nothing's ever found until the right people give it a name. So those people named it many years before, and it means
Land of the long white cloud.
Long white cloud.
Well, the interesting thing with the whole New Zealand thing is how, there's a town on the South Island that, Aotearoa, that the French landed on, and the English landed... And the French landed, and neither one of them knew they were there, as I remember correctly. And so there's a French colony, you know, one little town, you know, on the peninsula?
Banks Peninsula.
Yeah, the Banks Peninsula, yes.
Well, you know where that happened to? Florida. Mm. And the French ended up getting all killed by the English. I mean, it was heavy. But you know who was there first?
The
Native
Seminoles.
People, yeah. Well, no, not really. Seminoles are mixed people. They're a little later on. They mix with the originals, but Spain, as far as Europeans.
Well, isn't that St. Petersburg's the oldest city?
That's right. The oldest house is in St. Augustine.
Yeah, that's it. St. Augustine, yes.
St. Petersburg's where Salvador Dali Museum is.
Right.
So don't miss it just because they ain't got the oldest house, people. You still got it. Taking a couple of my bands here. And I think the French ended up in New Caledonia, which ain't that far. And I think there's whole space programs there. But, okay, why did you choose that to start it?
Well, we wanted to have an instrumental piece that had basically that piece of music. We had, it was an attempt to write an introduction to a song that didn't work, and then we took that piece and recrafted it by bringing in lots of traditional instruments. If you listen close to it, there's the Oscar plays like bongos and he plays cajon. Bill, our other guitar player, is my 80-year-old Eggman guitar, which is like almost impossible to tune. I mean, so he gets this real kind of bang, bang, bang. And we had a toy piano, like a J-Mar toy piano.
Yeah.
What else was on it, Matt?
It's the
auto harp.
Some auto harp. There's some a little device called a pocket piano, which is a kind of a small handy.
Wow, pocket piano.
Yeah, so it's multiple layers of stuff, multiple tracks, all put together to that one little piece. That was, like I say, it was a failed intro that became its own piece.
And it also echoes the next piece.
I'm going to talk about the next part here. It's called Knock the Bastard Off.
Knock the Bastard Off is a quote from Sir Edmund when he...
Whoa!
When he climbed Everest, he and Tenzing Norgay climbed Everest. They got to the top and they came back down off the mountain. And when they came back... John Hunt, who was the leader of the expedition, said, "So Ed, how did it go?" And he says, "Well, we knocked the bastard off, didn't we?"
British.
And of course, that was the shot heard around the world because that's what the press heard, and that was the word. So it went all the way to England, you know, and they were doing the jubilee or the coronation or something, you know, they're cheering the fact that Sir Ed, one of our people, made it to the top of Everest, but he's like, "Oh, he said knock the bastard off." Couldn't you have said something nicer?
More proper? Okay, let's listen.
first cultural task is publicly expose and fight the domination of white European U.S. ruling class art. Whatever the path of development the non-European, non-white peoples choose for the cultures, we'll fight to break out of the stifling bondage of white, bureaucratic, European art domination. Go to hell!
of disguises to deceive me. I made a maze in my head. I was amazed when you said you wouldn't be true. If I could become a liar, if I were blind or dead, you wouldn't need to. Mutilate intention. You incarcerate me, sire. You have fascinating weapons, but I do prefer desire. I'm tied to my neck, and in what's making me sick, I want to be you. All your control and contempt over and condemned, does it not please you? All of our vacant friends, they all would like to pretend that they could really love us. You're immune to good ends, you have hands but don't lend. You like to see them fall, you'd like to own them all. But you have bought me cheap. You've watched me leave, but you do not sow.
Il va y passer le sang que tu l'as. Et tu l'as mon corps. C'est de ce soleil hybride dans moi. Ton enfant dans moi. Tu me vois oublier la terre. La tête et le visage au corps. Et le corps que vous à la mort. Je serai enseigné de debout. De te de ce que vous. Je vais te passer tout le route pour le paradis. Et oui au corps dans moi au corps. Au corps au corps. Je le passe le même corps que tu te le sens. C'est une fille qui te rêve, c'est l'argent, c'est ma peau, c'est le petit Oscar. C'est le petit de Dieu, de la télé, et de le plaidier. Ouais, j'ai dit que mon nom ne va pas bon. Tout ça juste comme ça, et notre monsieur là. Et mon petit Dieu comme fou, tu sais. Voir le temps que je mets, c'est fou, non, c'est fou, mon Dieu. C'est un peu le pas, c'est une fois. C'est une petite histoire, c'est le petit du tout là. C'est du sable, c'est le petit de l'île du voir. Le petit de l'île du voir, c'est le petit du toit. C'est du lave, c'est passé du toit. Passé du sol, c'est pis de l'île, tout le mal. Le pis de l'île, mal, c'est de l'île, voir. C'est un pis de l'île, voir. C'est de l'île, toi. C'est un c'est ma vie, c'est un rap, c'est l'argent, c'est pas bien. Moi je prétends, c'est la télé contre tout le cœur. On passe sur le flammeur. J'ai pas un corps, c'est très comme ça. Arrêtez de les voir, ça a école. C'est bon que je pas bon, plus que te fais ta toi. Je le bats, hein. C'est le plus l'enfant, c'est le rêveur, c'est le rêveur enfant. C'est le plus de l'enfant, c'est de lui-là. Hérité de tout, c'est une naguée. C'est le rêveur, c'est la servie. C'est la paix, c'est la plaie, c'est la paix, c'est la paix. C'est tout tes rêves, c'est tes rêves, c'est tes désirs, c'est la vie, c'est toi, c'est la lune, c'est tes rêves, c'est ton lila. C'est tes désirs, c'est le foutu, voilà, 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 oh. Et puis t'es là, c'est ta mort, c'est tes rêves, ta mort, c'est tes rêves, ta mort. C'est de l'or, 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 Street and fight. I bought it with eyes. Ma mère tient pure à de bière. Parfois de sang, plus de l'air de feu, de l'espoir en formant. Plus de plus de tout monde, pas seulement. Le jour que t'es jeté, le jour de l'eau, 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 le jour de l'eau,
I walk the same old street from a distant future, fortune and section of my life. Strip away everything now. I face a unique challenge. Every opportunity is different. I am so totally involved now. My mother is becoming a spirit. My sister is exhausted, scrambling to make ends meet. I have no time for treats. I do not even miss them. Empty my mind, empty my mind, empty my mind. I see things going up. The path is clear for everyone. I want to have a good life, to create my own experience. Sure, it is a shame it took so long. Never really have been more ready. The hospice is a beautiful place. Calm waters are a true inspiration. It should be a light and happy time. Thunder clouds are still on the horizon. I am waiting for the phone to ring. I am glad my mom loves me. I pray she accepts some help. CNAs are the best people on earth. Look to the simplest for humanity. I sure have learned my lesson. The final end is inspiring.
Watford Pedro Show. We heard what we were just talking about in Sir Ed's famous radio broadcast, Dr. Bass. I meant he climbed the hill. So many people get killed climbing that thing just this last year. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's supposedly a wasteland. There's, like, bottles and, like, bodies. Yeah, and, you know, they just can't bring them down. It's just too hard to get them back off the ground. Oxygen bottles everywhere. And there's, like, a great big international organization currently trying to clean up the mountain. you know, climbing up there and taking stuff off, you know, dragging all that, all the oxygen bottles and all the debris and the garbage and poop and everything else.
Now he had a guy with him, a Sherpa.
Tenzing Norgay.
Right. Yeah. And we talked a little bit about it last
night. Right. And he went on, unfortunately in his life, it sounded like he got kind of a short end of the thing because he's a Sherpa. He wasn't an Anglo. So it was like Sir Edmund took care of him and helped him out to his life, but it was still kind of, even though they were both climbing equally, you know, the white guy got the boost, you know.
Although the photo was of him.
The photo, the big photo we always see with the ice axe. Right. Tenzing,
So respect. So there's going to be something for him in the second part.
Yeah, the second half of the piece is got some really new stuff, and that one, the Tenzing Norgay piece, is wonderful.
Right. The Stillhouse Plans from Glasgow. After that, with Tendon Garden, Phil Spector's Oklahoma City, on Skin Knees, Sun Watchers, and Eugene Chadbourne, brand new. Dr. Huge, Henry Flint, Stockhausen Spiel. Then Mike Rignetto with a couple thoughts about things that won't matter in the long run. Cap Gun Coup with Reap, Billions of Comrades, I think they're Belgium, Posse, King Champion Sounds Out of the Netherlands with This Mate, Joe Brewer, cousin of Jack Brewer, Sacred Trust singer, Madison, Better Man Now. Yeah, the stuff that the Congress that's getting booted out, they're trying to, like, castrate the governor because he ain't the right... Fuckheads. And then the pollution with, I know this is the word, they don't say Mount Everest. They say
Komolongma.
Longma.
Yeah.
Because I played with a band called Komolonga Tomato in Tokyo. They're like, where'd you get this word? And I found out it's the real word for what the Tibetans call their mountain.
And the other, the Tibet and the...
Nepal?
The other side, Tibet and Nepal.
Nepal.
The Nepali word is Sagarmatha.
Okay.
And we have the second half of this piece is in the second half of the opera, of the project that we'll bring out and attach. We play it live. We have the two pieces together usually.
Okay.
Last night we only played the Komolongma part.
Yeah.
We did play the whole thing last night. You're right. We did. You're right. So there's the two parts. There's the heavier part, and then there's the more psychedelic part, and we don't have the psychedelic part written yet. We haven't recorded it yet. That's part of what, you know, we're moving towards on, you know, after the first of the year.
Yeah. And where are you doing it? Here in Denver?
Yeah, we've been working with in a studio called Zep Tepe, and it's really great. The guys are, he's really, really in tune with what we're doing. He has lots of great ideas. He's completely... supportive of all the craziness, us bringing in, you know, the zither and all the didgeridoo, because the Komolongma has the didgeridoo on it.
You guys were doing some of that.
Yeah, Ken, who's not here, plays the didgeridoos for all that kind of road singing.
Which is trippy because that guy, Gaiota Monk, throat singing. Yeah. In a trippy way as a parallel.
That's what we were trying to get.
Yeah.
Right, that's exactly what we were going with. That we're trying
trippy
to bring
parallel.
That, trying to bring that
in. So, yeah, that's basically because New Zealand, Antarctica, Himalayas, and then your connections and parallels.
Right. Well, that's the thing. We're writing music to that's, you know, maybe it's maybe somebody who's a hardcore Sir Ed person might not get the connections, but we're 21st centurying and kind of doing what we think is what, you know, our interpretation or impression of what, you know, what would Komolongma sound like, you know. And I know if you noticed last night, I had a bell, bing, it's a Chinese bell I got, and bing, and it rings out, and it's on the tape, on the disc, you know, on the tape, and there's all these pieces we tried to get together, and you know, there's another piece it's on here, like I play the sitar on. You know, and then it's like, so we actually were trying to bring in some natural.
Jeff putting up the Ganges.
Right, we're trying to bring in natural instruments.
Do you think the people there in Tibet knew they had the biggest mountain?
I don't know, that's a good question. Obviously it's the tallest in their region, as you can see physically, I'm sure, but well, that's the whole discussion too. It's like, were they really the first ones to climb it, or how many people climbed it before we don't know about, you know, who nobody talked about?
Right. If you don't have ways to tell people.
Well, yeah, you know,
record.
And of course, the world, you know, as you know, we know it as it is, being the tallest mountain, and it's still growing because you know the Indian subcontinent is still pushing up underneath mm-hmm. them, and it's pushing the mountains are still getting taller there, you know, slowly and slowly. It's kind of like Antarctica where the ice shelves were constantly calving off. They're still building and they're moving, and you can, you know, there's, you know, the change is still happening to these same places, you know.
So it's dynamic.
Yeah.
But like in human experience, those happen kind of slow.
Well, you know, if people who have been in the region and stuff, you know, when Sir Edmund and people like this first started going over there, people didn't have ever seen anything like it. They didn't know anything about people coming in there and trying to climb mountains.
Right,
and
right.
They brought all this technology and they built runways and they built, you know, schools yeah, and sure. they built, you know, brought in, you know, health care.
Yeah, but they probably bought some disease too.
Maybe so, yeah. But you know, there's some pretty great stories.
What part of England was he from?
From New Zealand. He's a Kiwi.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. He was from the North Island, wasn't he?
Yeah, but how long were they there? 100 years?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how long his family...
Does his family... Is he first generation?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
That's a good question. I thought he was born...
He was born in New Zealand.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I wonder if his folks came...
I think the town... From the home country. Up in was that... Tuakau town that's in the North Island.
Well, him being over there, that makes more sense. I was kind of ignorant. I thought he was coming from in England.
No,
so him being in New Zealand, he was aware of stuff like this then. Yeah, okay.
Well, he got into climbing because there are people climbing New Zealand. They were climbing Mount Cook and things like that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And then England had their empire, part of India.
Right.
I don't know if Japan was part of that. It was probably part of China or something.
They were freestanding, I think, at that point. And then China took over all that, you know, with after Mao, you know. And,
well, I know it's part of the country now. But, actually, in older history, I think they kind of gave it to the Chinese for a little while. So I think it's a dynamic kind of thing like that. But as far as outsiders.
Right. Yeah, I know from reading, you know, the books and things like that, he grew up as a person who was, you know, outdoorsy and learned to climb, and his brother's a big climber, and they did lots of, like, you know, hiking. I mean, New Zealand is like a place full of people who hike and climb and fish, you know, and, you know, surf, and there's a lot of outdoorsiness there, so it's probably a natural
thing.
You think
he played instruments?
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I never heard of him doing
it. You know, not like nothing like a... Not
well,
like
that's where you guys come in. Look, it's the end of first hour. December 6, 2018, Watch Peter Show here in Denver with the pollution. Hold tight for hour two. December 6, 2018, it's the second hour. Watch for Peter Show. Watt for Pedro show. We start the second hour off with Yeti.
Yeti, as one of the things that they sent, yes, a mythical beast. Ed Hillary was invited by the British Geographical Society to go see if they could find any evidence of Yetis in the Himalayas. So he went back on an expedition, and they traveled all around and talked to people in the native towns and the villages, and interviewed and went to monasteries, and they took the pieces they got back from the monastery and had them tested, and they said they were Himalayan brown bears or black bears or something. But there's been talk for years in the Himalayas. And
oh, they thought these were bones of Yetis.
Those were Yeti bones. They had a skull or a piece of fur. And there was, you know, there's been lots of different, you know, people who have said they found or saw Yetis in the Himalayas. And there's a couple of really interesting books. There's one called The Long Walk. But Slavomir Rawicz, who was he escaped from a gulag, Polish officer, and they crossed the Gobi Desert and into the Himalayas. And in the course of his travelings, they saw what they said was a Yeti while they were in the Himalayas before they actually made it to India and were rescued by the British authorities. And they had escaped from the gulag. They'd been captured and crossed the whole thing. And then, of course, that came out. And then Sir Edmund, that was all part of it. They were like, you know, these things were, you know, there's people who are legitimate people saying they're seeing them, not just native legends or, you know, people in the region. So it's, you know, we thought that was a
kind of a little more objective.
Right. We thought it was a kind of interesting concept to put into play, too, because it's, you know, it's something people can relate to.
Sure, sure. You know? Then we heard The Wretch from Yurt, which is a prog trio out of Dublin. The Blanks, brand new Barfly from Arizona. Morlocks. Last show we had Leighton Kozumi. Incredible cat. Great guy. And it's trippy. Garage, Spain.
That's Morlocks?
Well, but the scene, this kind of genre or whatever, really big. Europe shows a lot of respect. Rachel Taylor Brown after that with Lil Geyer. Had her on during the summer. And then the Pollution with... Now, this title sounded so incongruous to the all trip. Jet boats?
Well, it's the name of the song.
Because, you know, Peter, I live in a harbor. And they got these loud, fucking, annoying motherfucking things called jet skis. Hopefully it ain't one of them, right?
No. This is another...
smell too bad.
It's another sound piece, you know. So we did a lot of overdubbing in the studio. It's the actual title of the song is The Ganges River Jet Boat Blues. And it's...
Big river in India.
Yeah, and it's basically... It's the first part of the centerpiece of the entire project, being Ocean to Sky. The introduction to the piece is the Ganges River Jet Boat Blues, which we actually played last time when we played with you. I did as a bass solo at the end of the show.
Lion's Lair?
Yeah.
Where we are tonight.
And
who's opening up?
Slim Cessna.
Okay.
That should be really good.
I want to check that out.
But, so the Ganges River Jet Boat Blues, we took...
they have jet boats?
No, what they did was so another expedition that Hillary was invited to come along on after he climbed Everest, he became this person, this legendary person,
notoriety.
Was that they took the, he has notoriety, they took these, like jet boats, like, what would we call them, you know?
They're sort of like,
I think I took one from Napoli to Ischia. But the motors are like, yeah, to the, they have thrust.
Right.
There's no screw.
Right. So they,
with the Graham Dingle, I thought.
Yeah, yeah. And so they took these boats from the mouth of the Ganges to the headwaters. And it was the first time anybody ever did anything like that. So everybody in India came out to see it. So everywhere they went, there was thousands and thousands of people lining the streets or lining the river.
Probably big current, so you need a strong boat to go.
Right.
Yeah,
So that's the theme on that one. And it's the entrance to the whole piece, Ocean to Sky, which we're recording that in the next session too. If you listen to that one, we took two different pieces and put them together as two different bass parts that are doing mirroring off of each other.
Yeah.
And there's sitar and there's guitar and there's synthesizer.
Are you playing both basses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did one session. I recorded the bass. And I did another session.
Louis Belson, right? With the double kick.
Third bass on that. Yeah, we picked the third bass.
You know what the famous double bass is? Well, there's two of them I can tell you. Walk on the Wild Side.
Yeah.
Herbie Flowers. There's a stand-up electric. but also the first song on Pink Floyd Metal. One of these days I'm going to cut you into little pieces. There's two basses. Roger Waters couldn't kind of play it straight. So Dave Gilmore did, but both one guy bouncing a little out of time and one on the money.
Well, that's what we did with this. We put the two together.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're close enough synced. And we didn't really do much as far as singing, so they kind of play off each other.
Yeah, of course, I'm telling you, there's a third thing that comes from the two.
Oh, no, totally. And I thought it was more fun to take the two sessions and put them together than to me to play a session and then do an overdub.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're not overdubbed. It's two complete sessions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Superimposed.
Right. So I think that made it sound a little more interesting and a little more unique, you know, in the sitar piece. I and Matt can tell you about this. It was like, we went in and I was like, Tom, the guy who has the studio had a sitar. So I was like, I want to play that sitar. So we went in the room and they sat down and Matt's like, do you know how to play a sitar? And I was like, of course I don't know how to play a sitar. How would I know how to play a sitar?
You know? I'm sitting in the control room with Tom, the engineer and the guy who owns Zep Tuppy Studios. And Jay starts playing this thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with it? I'm like, Tom. Anyway, it was like, but eventually you kind of got a hang of it, and he was able to manipulate the files and just kind of make something out of it. But it was really like, oh my god!
It was hilarious because he's and I'm like, don't worry about it. Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah. See, right? So, the angle of the waves.
Well, so we said
the Y's over there.
When we went back and mixed it, I took a piece from here and a piece from there. I listened to it painstakingly, listened to the entire thing, and then. Snapshot, snapshot, snapshot. Put them all together in one piece. Snapshot, snapshot.
Yeah, yeah.
Put them together in one piece.
Yeah.
So it's a sound collage.
What's the word? Cut and paste.
Well, a lot of this stuff is a sound collage. The whole piece is a sound collage.
It's okay.
Collage,
you know? What they say? What's the famous line in Wizard of Oz? Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Yeah. Wasn't there so?
Thank you. I try to go for the ride.
Here we go. Juan from Pedro Show. Yeah, we started that off with a beekeeper, then, which is part of the piece, Ocean Sky. Then Healers with their fourth part of their big opus, Deep Freeze, which I got a little privilege to experience last time Fort Collins in here. To have a Wovet with the Fish Reflection, Chronic Anxiety, Advertise Me, and yet another, and Sir Ed's name's in here, Hillary Stepp. So first about Beekeeper.
If you were to ask Ed Hillary what his career was, especially in his late
life. Oh, his work. Okay.
He was a beekeeper.
Okay.
He learned how to do that. That was what he did. And the climbing thing was like, you know, a hobby that became.
No, career. It was big. I was reading about Queen Elizabeth I and one of her boyfriends, she gave him the honey concession. And it was, we're talking the 1500s. So maybe beekeeper was just so down on the totem pole.
Well, you know, and that's the thing is, and like the whole again, we're like taking snapshots out of his life.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so you know, and if we're listening to the song Beekeeper, it has lyrics that aren't necessarily following the story, but it was when we started doing the Sir Edmund piece, it was all instrumental, and the previous Pollution Mach 2 and Mach 1 had vocals, and we were doing the Hawkwind songs,
sure,
and
sure.
I sang a lot, and we started playing these songs instrumentally, and people kept going, "Why are you singing? Why aren't you singing?"
Who are people?
Fans, you know, friends. You know. I had three women in a row come up and say, I had three women and friends of mine in a row come up and say, "If you need a singer, I'll
voice,
sing."
Yeah.
You know,
it's
like
Aaron from
9
Volt. Yeah, but that used to happen at a lot of John Coltrane concerts. Right. Like, where's the singing?
That's what I was saying, but it's not about that. It's like, but
I know,
you should sing.
No, people get used to they want the comfort zone. They don't want you pushing.
So I wrote.
So that's about his work. That's great. That's great because it also kind of, great explorer. But then he's
a human,
humble.
And also. Getting in with the not conquering nature, part of the process, because they pollinate, they're big, right? Because we got a problem with them dying.
Right, of course, yeah.
Now, what about this other baby?
Hillary Stepp.
With his name.
The Hillary Stepp is a.
Is it a dance?
No, it's a little. apparently, it's
like the
Lindy
Stop.
Supposedly, it's gone now, and it fell.
Okay.
It was like. It was a piece of a climbing move that you climb when you're climbing Everest, and that's he took this little jog leg and got up on this ridge, and that's how they summited at the peak.
Okay.
And they came up this Hillary Step, and that was a shortcut that people have used ever since. And apparently, there's been talk like last year that it had collapsed.
Okay.
And I don't know if it did or otherwise, but so that piece of music was. Just written as an instrumental piece altogether, and it's got some friends of ours playing on it I was playing with before when I first started thinking of this whole project. I was playing with some other people, and then
not the pollution.
We did this project, and we recorded a bunch of tracks and under the auspices of this whole Ocean to Sky theme,
yeah.
and that was one of the pieces. And it's so perfect for the piece of music.
Sometimes that happens.
Then I mean, we talked to the band and everybody was fine with us using it because, you know, you're all friends. And again, that one has a bunch of weird instrumentation on it, lots of soundscapey stuff. And it's kind of trying to, again, bring that vision that, you know, in your mind's eye vision of, you know, being in this environment, the Himalayas, you know, you're in the Himalayas where there's valleys and river valleys and flowers. But when you go to this extreme top,
yeah.
It's not that, you know, it's kind of like
rock,
you know,
ice.
It's kind of like a person like Ed Hillary or any like Matt and I going to Antarctica. You leave the beauty and the moisture and the green of New Zealand and you land in McMurdo. You know, flat, white, cold, you know.
But, you know, there can be a beauty to that, I think.
Oh, it's totally beautiful.
Look, we're at the end of the second hour, 2018. Not March. Wishful thinking. December 6th, 2 weeks, I'm 61.
Right on.
Hold tight for hour three. December 6th, 2018. It's the third hour of the Watch for Pedro Show.
の中にある形の心の中にない形の空の雲にある形の言葉の中にない形。あなたの中にない形の炎の中に踊る形の私の中にない形中に光る形の優しさの中にない形の足音の後に続く形の怒りの中にない形に埋もれた形の叫びの向こうにこだまする形の諦めの中で弾ける形の希望の中で揺れる石の中にある形の心の中にない形の空の雲にある形の言葉の中に
Mythology, hypnotized Oh.
Juan from Pedro Show. Okay, we started off the third hour here with the last two parts of the piece. Tuakau, which is the town Sir Ed grew up in, pollution. And then we had Dragon Blue from Tenko, Tokyo Fragments Realm. Yoko Ono, Stonemaker Records, 85 years old. Hell in Paradise. Frantics was Sharon. It's kind of sick. Round Eye. You know, I played with these guys. I went to China last year. And it's the eyelids. We all got round eyes. It's the eyelids that are different. Sorry, Josh. That's what Orson Welles would call that an inconvenient truth. And then finally, Wind from the Pollution. And this is the last part of the Earth to Sky.
Ocean to Sky.
Ocean to Sky. Sorry, yeah. God, my pops a sailor. Let's go, wrap up that.
So the last pieces are getting more soundscapey. The what was it? Tuakau. We booked a session in the studio we're working in, and we brought all of Matt's synthesizers and toys and chaos pads and
love that.
And that's Matthew. The keyboards, and we went in and we set it all up, and everybody showed up, and Ken was, I remember, sitting there, and he's like, "So what songs are we playing tonight?" It's like, "Oh, we're not playing any songs tonight.
We're just going to descend." And it's like, "What do you mean?"
It's like, "What we're going to do is we're going to take each person's going to find the stations, play with it for a few minutes, and we're going to start recording." And so I went in and told Tom, I was like, "Just let the tape run." You know, and then
the hard drive.
Right. And we just basically went in and played until it started to feel like it was not going anywhere, and we'd pull it.
Okay. So there's a synthesizer, there's one of those chaos pads that Nels uses.
What's the thing, the connect between his hometown and this freestyle and improv?
Well, again, it's trying to bring, you know, the area where he's at into the piece, and, you know, and since, you know, it doesn't need to be a rock song.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so we wanted to bring that in. We're looking to pad the piece so it's not just a rock song record, well, you know I mean?
Yeah, but I could see that with a song like Wind.
Right. But, you know, the Wind track was recorded live in Antarctica. That's
actually Antarctic Wind.
That's a field recording that a friend of mine did at Black Island, which is in the Ross Sea region of Antarctica. And he was going out during the middle of the winter to do some work, and I gave him my stereo Walkman and said, "Can you record?" And he took the tape and pushed the button and stood, and there's like 45 minutes of that stuff.
Yeah.
And we took this about 8 minute segment. And, you know, like you were just saying, if it was too little, you wouldn't get the picture.
Yeah.
If it was 2 minutes long, it'd be too short.
Yeah.
You know, so, because, I mean, the Wind never ends. It goes all day, every day, 24 hours a day, 65 days, never stops. And Black Island is like the belly of the
beast. Jerry's snoring right now.
it's like the belly of the beast, you know, because the wind comes off the Antarctic continent.
Yeah.
The katabatic winds come down and they hit the ice shelf and they blow into Black Island. And that's where, within the Antarctic program, who I work for, we have like a big, like, that's where the towers are. That's where the domes, telemetry. The radar domes and all that.
Telemetry.
So it was recorded inside a ray dome. At Black Island.
Actually, we got two of those on the top of Palos Verdes.
Oh, yeah.
Because they shields us. But the, you know, the other important thing, though, it's the final, you know, like when you read a book, when you read left to right.
Right.
So in a way, it's kind of the summation. This problem with my third opera because I didn't want to have an ending.
Right.
But people, they're going to see this as, this is the bottom line of your piece.
Right. And when we get all of their pieces finished, there's like five songs left to record. When we get those recorded, this will still be the end. It'll still be the final. It'll be the outro of the record.
Yeah.
So you'll end it on the soundtrack Escape. You know, and again, and you know, we went in and we improvised music over top of it.
When him and his buddy was up there, they were hearing Wind like that?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, totally. You know.
Even though I know it's another continent.
Right.
But the same kind of sitch almost.
Well, it doesn't tie in. The Wind... of the Himalayas, the wind of Antarctica, the wind off the ocean.
Yeah.
We have other songs called Tractors, where he drives to South Pole, and he's the first one to drive
South
Pole. He was manager of Scott Bay's first manager.
Right, yeah, they went down to the IGY and put the Antarctic, New Zealand program in.
The Antarctic wind is appropriate to his life as
Absolutely.
Well.
Right, yeah.
And maybe he's gone with his body, but maybe his spirit is blowing in that fucking wind.
Well, that's the thing, is, and the pieces that we have coming, the end of the other pieces, the one is the Tenzing Norgay.
Yeah, I was going to say Tenzing.
You know, the one is this Tractors to the Pole.
And also, you know what? If you take wind and you make it really tiny, it's one person's breath.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like, isn't that the chaos thing? Yeah.
Wow, okay, Spirit of the Age with the rock songs. Let's play. Watt for Peter show, the last music for this edition. We had Pollution. Now, these ain't part of the Ocean to Sky piece, people. This is stuff the Pollution want to share with their gig-goers and listeners. Spirit of the Age is one of them. And then Patrick Grant did Balbian Blues. Amy Apps did Lost of Good. And then finally, Sensations Fix, the Pollution. And this is going to be the other side of the 45, right?
Correct. It'll be front, A side will be Spirit of the Age, and B side will be Sensations Fix. It's keeping the tradition. We put, like, me and Matt, within this context, the Pollution have put out, like, three CDs so far of giveaways, and they've all been covers.
Donates. You know?
Yeah, so, like, when Dave Brocky from Gwar died, we did a Gwar song and a Death Biggie song, because Death Biggie was his first.
I played it on a...
Right, yeah. And then the second was when we played with you, the first time we played with you, and we had it was a Hawkwind song, Wings, and the other side was, what would have been the B-side was the Mob, No Doves Fly Here, the old Crass Records band.
Right.
And those were back on in the kind of Pollution Mach 1 where we were a little more peace-punky, a little more, you know, we were doing more things like that, you know, more doomy and more gloomy kind of thing.
Well, how many more parts? Four parts for the piece left to go?
I think it's five pieces. Parts left.
So when do you see it getting done?
We're hoping to go to studio starting next month, after the first of the year.
And the website, people can, because I want them to be able to check it out, right?
Yeah.
What's the website?
And then, in fact, you guys should come on and let's play them five pieces. And talk about where the fucking band is. You might have three more guitar players.
Right. Yeah.
What is some dude on washboard.
The website's
the-pollution. Yeah, it's the hyphen. Now, not H-Y-P-H-E-N, but that little line. And it ain't an underscore. Pollution.com.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, T-H-E hyphen. P-O-L-U-T-T. No. P-O-L-L-U-T-I-O-N.com. It's been a big honor to have you on again. I can't wait when you get these five pieces, but we'll have to do it via Skype from Pedro. Is that okay?
We'll come to Pedro and do it.
Yeah, okay, you come
to Pedro. We'll get Skipper Jeff to take us out of the boat.
That's right. Skipper Jeff's getting a new boat. Love Skipper Jeff. Anyway, it's been this December 6, 2018 edition of Watt for Pedro show. Everybody, great honor, Pollution. Keep on keeping on.
Thanks, Mike.
Everybody, keep your powder dry.